Okay, today is Daf Chaf Ches. We're on Chaf Zayin Amid Beis. We're up to Rabbi Yehuda. Where is this Rabbi Yehuda?
2, 4, 6 lines.
Lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yehuda, what's he going to answer? So we're in the middle of a discussion about whether or not the sprinkling has to be bedafka on the Mizbeach, or it could be in that general direction. So Rabbi Yehuda, what's he going to say back where it says Pinei, which means in front of? So, Lema Kra Pinei, my El, Shma Mina, El Dafka, El 2 means Dafka on it, right? V'Rabbanan, El, Lav Dafka, and the Rabbanan hold, no, El is Lav Dafka. V'Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar, El Pinei Kapores, Dafka, Vizel Nochach, Nami Dafka, that should also be Dafka. So V'Rabbanan, Midahasim, Lav Dafka, Hachi Nami Lav Dafka. Since one is not Dafka, the other one's also not Dafka. Okay, Maskifla, where are we? Maskifla of Yosef, Rav Yehuda, mid el dafka, since el is dafka, it should say al. Al, nami dafka. The word al should also be dafka. And if it's not on, al, pnei hakapores, it should be pasul. Ella, right? Ella, the question is, that the mikdasheni, the lohavi aron hakapores. There was no aron and there was no kapores. Hacha nami del avid hazos, so no sprinkling on Yom Kippur? Not dafka, not there. How could that be? Amarav Amarula Amarkra V'chipres Hamikdash Hakodesh. So Makom Hamikudash Likodesh. It has to be the place. It's a limud that it could be the place. Okay. Rava Amar Havaha Rabbanan. No. Both this and both that. The two brisos are the Rabbanan who hold that it's not Dafka. Ha. When we said it was kosher, it was Dikoy Mitzvah Chumai Rav Adi. He's standing in an eastern-western direction, so that's where he's supposed to be. Ha, when we said it was pasul, dekoi, tzafon, v'darom, v'adi. He was standing in a north-south direction, that's wrong, and therefore it was pasul. Nothing to do with dafka or not dafka. He could hold lav dafka. Doesn't have to be mamash on the mizbeach, just in the general direction. Amar, so we have another brisa that said like this. We said yesterday, v'shebifnim, v'shebimitzorah. Right? Which means the inner chatios, the sprinkling of the inner chatises, which are done in the inside, in the heichal, and the mitzorah's sprinklings, shalol lishman psulos, not lishman tzpatzel, shalom mechuvanos ksheros. But if it's not in the right place, it's okay. Vatanya, ben shalol lishman, ben shalom mechuvanos ksheros. We have a bright that says they're both good, both cases. Amar of Yosef Lokasha. Ha, when do we say Shalosh Mos Patzel? That's Rabbi Eliezer he, right? That's Rabbi Eliezer. And ha, when do we say it's kosher? Rabbanon. Rabbi Eliezer, Makish Asham Lachatos. He compares Asham to Lachatos regarding Lashma. Makish Nami Log Shemet. Log La Asham. So he also compares the Log of the Mitzorah has to be Lashma. If the wrong guy in mind, or no guy in mind, no, not a, that's a problem. Rabbanon lo makshi. Rabbanon, do not make this derishava, this comparison. For Rabbi Eliezer, v'chidavar halamed behekish, chozem lamed behekish? We have a hekish chatas to asham. Now you have another hekish asham to mitzorah? How can you can't make a double hekish? Gemara says, you're right. El amar rava, hava harabbanon. They're both rabbanon. How come one time it's good, one time it's not good? Ha kan lahakshir. When is it good? If it's shalol lishma, just to be lahakshir. In other words, the mizbeach accepted what you did. It doesn't help the guy. Kan lahartos. Doesn't help the guy. The guy has to be another log shemen. Why? It doesn't work for him. What does it work for? What do you mean it's kosher? It's kosher that the mizbeach accepted it, whatever that means. Okay. Now, lahartos means that the guy gets read to, the guy gets affected. Yeah, that he doesn't get. Why? Lolashma. So what does it mean it's kosher? The price that says it, lolashma is kosher. That just means that the mizbeach accepted it. Okay, now we have a new Mishnah. We are going to take it's at least a 12-day, if not longer, detour from Menachos. No more Menachos for a while. And we're going to learn about other things. Most of it's going to be tzitzis and tefillin, which is fascinating. Tomorrow's daf is one of the top 10 dafs of Shas, no question about it. Tomorrow, it's good because we have a few more minutes on Shabbos than we have on the Slichos days, but it's great stuff tomorrow, today also. Shiva Kenei HaMenorah, Ma'akvin Zeh. The seven branches of the menorah are ma'akiv each other, which means, if you only have a six-branched menorah, don't bother lighting six. It's nothing. It's not 6/7 of the mitzvah. It's zero. Right? Don't bother. Shiva.
Showed most of the
I know. Let's say it broke. One of them broke. Only six. Don't bother lighting it.
But you still got to come back to the original design that the Rebbe showed.
Fine. We don't have it. Who said it has to be an original design? Who said? But we're going to see at the end of the daf about the menorah. The point is, if you don't have the menorah, if you don't have seven, don't bother lighting six. It's nothing. Shivim Nevorasem Akvin says that. That's what this means. The seven candles are mocking each other. Forget the branches and then there's the candles on top, right? Not the candle. It's the lamp, the cup itself with the oil in it. Shtei parashiyot shev mezuzah, makvin zezeh. The two parashiyot are makiv each other. So I only know how to write Shema and Vayim. I only know how to write Shema. Vayim Shema, I don't know how to write that. I'll write Shema at least. Put half a mezuzah. Another thing, half a mezuzah. To makiv each other. It's not a mezuzah. Afilu ksav echad makvin. Even one letter missing is makiv. Well, it's almost complete. Almost there. The last letter I didn't finish yet. I'll put it up on my doorpost. Tana mezuzah. Missing one letter. Dalad parashas shebet tefillin. Makvin zezeh. Four parashas am akiv. You don't have four parashas? I only have three parashas. All right, I'll wear tefillin anyway. It's not tefillin. Afilu ksav echad makvin. Even one letter is makiv. It's not tefillin. You're missing one letter. Dalad tzitzos. Makvin zezeh. The four tzitzis are ma'akiv each other as well. Sh'ar ba'as and mitzvah achas. Because it's all one mitzvah. It's all one mitzvah. Right? We're going to learn later that tchelet and lavan, which are two parts of the mitzvah of tzitzis, is one mitzvah. But the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, the Rambam counts as two mitzvahs. And they're both ma'akiv each other. So why is one mitzvah, one's two mitzvahs? So the Ramban says, because think about this answer, the Ramban says because the tefillin is two ma'ases, to put on a tefillin shel yad and put on a tefillin shel rosh. Two actions, two mitzvahs. But tefillin, but tzitzis, it's the same tzitzis. So it's only one mitzvah. Very interesting. Good. I know. Correct. That's exactly the point. All I have is a tefillin shel yad. So wear that. It's a separate mitzvah. Right? You only have a rosh. Wear just a rosh. What can I tell you? What?
What's the
notion? No, the Mishnah says it's makiv.
I know. No, I think
the two tefillin. They're not ma'akiv each other. Right. But the two separate mitzvahs. No, but the Mishnah says that the tchelet and lavan are also ma'akiv each other. Right? So it's, well, why is that one mitzvah and tefillin two mitzvahs? So the Rabban explains because what's two mitzvahs is one mitzvah. We'll get to that. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, no, arba us and arba mitzvahs. Yeah, funny shita, an unusual shita. Tzitzis is four mitzvahs. Each corn is another mitzvah.
So then it tells you that it's not based on a bracha.
Correct. My timer. Why the seven candles of the candelabra of the menorah ma'akiv each other? Havaya ksibu. It says Havaya. Havaya means it has to be like this, right? Where does it say that? It says, Mimeno yihiyu. Fine. Ma'akiv. Tanur Rabbanan. Menorah ha'isabav min ha'ashos. It came from one piece. U'min ha'zav. And it was gold. Asav min ha'gurutaos. If you made it from broken pieces of gold, psul, it was puzzle. Mishar mina metachos kshira. Other types of metals, they don't have gold. That's okay. Why is that okay and that not okay? Maishna mina hagurutos psula. Why are pieces puzzle? Dichsiv miksha. One piece. So, the havaya. So, shar mina metachos nami. Zav havaya. It says gold and it's also, it has to be gold. No, it says made out of silver, it's okay. Why is that okay? And making broken pieces is not okay. Why? What's the difference? So, Amar Kra, Teyaseh. Well, it says Teyaseh, which is Larabos Shar Mini Matachos. Other types of metals. Other types of metals, okay. The Ema Larabos Grutos. Now, maybe it comes to include broken pieces. Why are you picking that over that? So, Lo Sokadaitach, Da'a Amakshe Ksiva Havaya. No, on the one piece it's a Havaya. That we can't budge from. Has to be one piece. Other metals? Not so vital. Mark says, just stop. What are you talking about? Teyaseh nami amakshiksev. It says Teyaseh. Do it like this. Gold. Also one. Also Havaya. Has to be like that. So the Gemara says, no. Miksha, miksha la'akiv. The miksha is ma'akiv. Zahav zav nami la'akiv. Still the question. So the gold also should be ma'akiv.
Said
it twice. Should be ma'akiv. Second gold, we say we're not ma'akiv. And the pieces is. Haimai. One minute. Haimai. Can't be. If you want to tell me the pieces is no good, Sharmini Matechas Ksheira, but other metals, yes, good. Hainu Zahav Zav, Miksha Miksha Ladrasha. So we have extra words for a drasha, which we'll see the drasha in a minute. El Iyamrit Menagrutos Ksheira. But if you're going to tell me pieces are good, Misharmini Matechas Psula, and other metals are no good, then Zav Zav, Miksha Miksha, my Darashtabe. You're not going to have anything, you're not going to have all these words are extra for no reason. My drasha, what drasha are we talking about? Titania, it says like this, Kikar Zahav Tahar, a Kikar Zahav Tahar, Yeyase Osa, Es Kol HaKele Mo'ile. Right? Ba Zav, Ba Kikar. If you have Zav, you have to have a Kikar, which is a certain measure. Ain't a Ba Zav, it's not gold, then ain't a Ba Kikar. Then it doesn't have to be a Kikar. It could be a different size, if you don't have gold. Then it says, Gviya, Kaftoreha uprocheha. Gviya means a cup, kaftoreha means a button, and brocheha means a flower. These are adornments on the menorah. Ba zav, ba gviyam kaftoreha uprochem. If you have gold, you have all these adornments. Ain a ba zav, you don't have gold, ain a gviyam kaftoreha uprochem. You don't have all these adornments, right? So what do you see from here? What do you see from here? That if it's not made out of gold, it's kosher.
Yeah, but
you just don't have adornment and you don't have the size.
But why does that take away from the flowers and the adornments of the menorah?
It's a drasha. It's a drasha. The point of that is...
The pasuk says that that's how it's supposed to be.
I know. And the point is, since the Torah says these extra words, the Gemara makes a drasha. You can't question a drasha because then the whole shas is a drasha. Right? So the Gemara makes a drasha. That's only true if it's gold. But if it's not gold, then you don't have to have all those adornments. Doesn't have to be a key card. What do you see? Doesn't have to be made out of gold. If it's not made out of gold, then you have to, it's not going to be as beautiful. Okay.
Just one question. The issue in the made in Menorah, Moshe couldn't make it because it's the one piece. How did they make it in the future? Should I make it again? Like, how did they do one block?
Moshe couldn't. We'll get to that Gemara tomorrow.
You know what I mean?
Yes, we're going to get to that Gemara tomorrow. The Eimanami. So one second. What kind of question is that? Buzz of Ba'akonim. Maybe say like this. Buzz of Ba'akonim. If you have a zav, if it's gold, then you have to have branches. Ain't a buzz of, ain't a ba'akonim. And if you don't have gold, you don't have to have branches either. Like, not even a menorah. So Gemara says, one second. Hahu pamut mikri. That's not a menorah then. It's called a pamut, whatever that is. A candelabra. Candlestick. That's not a menorah. Then it says, v'zem ma'isa ha-menorah, miksha zav. Buzz of, ba'miksha. If it's gold, it has to be one piece. Ain't a buzz of, ain't a ba'miksha. If it's not gold, it doesn't have to be one piece. Miksha de sefer lemayasa. What does the miksha at the end of the pasuk come to tell me? Lemu'ute chatzotzros. The chatzotzros, which were also not even gold, right? That can be made from other metals. The menorah, not other metals. From pieces. The chatzotzros can be made from pieces, not this. The Tanya. Chatzotzros hayobal mena eshes came from one piece. Mena kesef, from silver. Asim and agrutos, if you made it from pieces, kshirin, it's kosher. B'sharmini matechos, psulim, the exact opposite of the menorah. You made it from other metals, that's pasul. Ma'ishna misharmini matechos, psulim, why? Why other metals, chatzotzos, why? Dichsiv, kesef, ahavaya. Silver, mamash silver. Min agrutos, nami, miksha, ahavaya. But the grutos also, it says miksha, one piece, ahavaya. So, Mia Rachmani Gabi Menorah, Mikshahu. But there's a Mia by the Menorah, it says Mikshah a second time. He, V'lo Chatzotzros. Only it has to be made from one piece, and not the Chatzotzros. Okay? Now, says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanon, Kol HaKelim, She'asa Moshe, any Keli Moshe made, K'sherim Lo, U'K'sherim L'Doros. It was good for him, and it was good for the next forever. Every keli that Moshe made was good forever.
If it would still be around,
it was good forever. Chatzotzros, ksherim lo, psulz l'doros. But that's not good for doros. What's the difference? Chatzotzros, my time of what? Ilem amit amar kro, asay l'cha. Hashem told Moshe, make them for yourself. So after 120, Moshe passes away. Not good for anyone else. L'cha v'lo l'doros. El meyat, if that's true, fasitha l'cha aron 8, hachanami l'cha v'lo l'doros. Hashem told Moshe, "Asil l'cha aron 8. Make for yourself an aron. What? That's not for Doros. It's only for him. It can't be. Ella, ilaman de amar lecha, mishal lecha. So if you want to say lecha means, he had to pay for it himself. That's what it meant. Moshe, go to your bank account, and you're going to pay for this chatzotzos by yourself. That's what it means. Ilaman de amar kaviyachal, mishal lecha, ni rotze, yotze mishal lehem. Or it could mean, what Hashem was telling Moshe was, you know, just all I need is you. Make it for yourself. Of course it's for Klai Yisrael, but you're all I need. You're Yosef Mishal Lehem. You're better than everyone else. Make it for yourself. If you meant that, Hainami mi boile lahachi. Right? And then I need that for those drushes. To tell me those are drushes. Right? So how do we know that it was possible for other generations? So, Shani Hatsam, Damar Kwa, Lucha Lucha Trezimni. Hashem said Lucha twice. I say Lucha, make it for yourself. That meant either pay for it yourself or you're the best guy out there. And then the second lucha is v'havi lucha, and only going to be for you, not for generations. Okay? Tani Rav Papa, Breder of Chanin, Kameder of...
When Moshe died, they had to make new ones. Is that what you're
saying? The Chatzotros?
Yeah.
Yes. Tani Rav Papa, Breder Rav, Chanin, Kameder Rav Yosef. Menorah ha'yseba min ha'oshes u'min ha'zav. The menorah was made from one piece, and it was made of gold. Also shall kesef, it's made out of silver. Kshera is also good. Shall bat, what's bat?
Tin.
Shall aver, lead. Shall gisterone, what are these metals? What's gisterone?
Some
kind of metal. Rebbe, posel, Rebbe Yosef Yehuda Machshir. Rebbe said it's pasel, and Rebbe Yosef Yehuda said it's kosher. Shall eitz, what about wood? Shall etzem, bone. Shall zechuchis, glass. A bone is china. Right? Or glass. Divri hakol pasal. Everyone holds it's pasal. Amalei. So, Rav Yosef said to Rav Papa, right? So we started off like this. Rav Papa taught a braitha that he didn't mention the pasal ones. He said, if it was made out of gold, it's good. Silver is good. Shall bat, shall aver, shall gisteron, it's a machlokas. Right? So Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef said to Rav Papa, "My daitcha, what was your thinking?" Amalei, so he told him back, "Bein mar u bein mar klale uprate darshi." It's a klal prat klal, right? Rashi says it like 7-8 lines, and the lines get skinny. Kedamrin lekamon vasisa menoras klal, make a menorah. It's a klal. Then zav tar prat. Then gold is a prat. Then Miksha Tiyase Mikol Makom Chazer V'Klal. Klal Prat Klal. Mihu Mar Savar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda holds Ma Prat Mefurish Shal Mateches Af Kol Shal Mateches. Has to be at least be a metal. Has to be a metal. It can't be wood. It can't be glass. Umar Savar and Rebbe held Ma Prat Mefurish Davar Choshev. I've called Davar Chashev. Right. So you can't make it out of Lego. That's not Davar Chashev making it out of Lego. But why not? Beautiful glass. Why not? So that's what they're arguing about.
What did the Chashev make that? Didn't they make it out of some cheap...
They made it out of metal. Well, we're going to get to that Chashev in a minute.
Made out of wood. Someone made it out of wood. When they came back, they didn't have money for it.
I know. We're going to get to that Gemara right now. Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef told back to Rav Papa, Sami didach mikamei didi. You should remove your vart and listen to me. Right, there was a machlokas. Can you make the menorah out of wood or glass? One said yes, one said no. What was it about? How you darshan a klal prat klal? Says Rabbi Yosef for Papa. That's not true. Listen to me. The Tanya kli shareis shasan shel eitz. If a kli shareis is made out of wood. Rabbi posel for Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Rabbi says pasel. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says kosher. What are they arguing about? Right. My commentary, what are they arguing about? Rabbi Darash Kali Prati. Rabbi Darash is Kla Prat Klal, like we know and love. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Huda Darash Ribui Umiyot. And he darshins Ribui Umiyot. It's a different way of darshining Kla Prat Klal, called Ribui Umiyot. It'll get you a different result. Okay? Rabbi Darash Kla Prat. Fasisa Menorah is a Klal. Zahav Tahar is a Prat. Mikshateyoseh HaMenorah Chazav Klal. What is that? Klal prat klal. Klal prat klal. Iyat adan elak eina prat. What do you do with a klal prat klal? You look at the prat. Ma prat amafurish al-mataches. The prat is metal, gold. Afkol shal-mataches. Any gold. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda, Darish, Ribu Umiyute. Ribu Umiyut. Vasisa benoraz, Ribuy. That's a Ribuy. Zahav Tahar is a Miyut. Mikshe teoseh ha-menorah, chazev ha-riba. It's a Ribuy again. Ribu Umiyut v'riba. So I have a Ribuy, an expansion. Make a menorah, any menorah you want. Has to be gold. It's a miut, a specific. Then it says, make it again. Ribuy meat, right? Riba akal, my rabbi. What does that include? Rabbi Karmili, anything you want. Umay miut, when you have ribuy, you only exclude one thing. My miut, miut shel cheres. That's not a chash of a thing. To make it out of earthenware. Right? That's that you don't have. That you can't do. Says her papa back, Adarabba, no, Sami didach, mikame didi. Forget your vart, listen to me. Lo salka daitach. Don't think that a menorah of wood would be puzzle, the Tanya, ein lo zahav, maybe shall kesef, shall nechosef, shall barzel, shall bedil, v'shal aforas. Bring any metal you have. You don't have gold, you have silver, you don't have silver, you have copper, iron, bedil is lead or something, oferes, some kind of other kind of inferior kind of metal, at least it's metal. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda, maksha apreshal eitz, even wood, better than nothing. Fitanya idach, lo yasa, we have another brayso that says like this, lo yasa adam tavnis hechol. You're not allowed to achsadra keneged ulam, you're not allowed to build your house with the proportions of the Beis HaMikdash. A big machlok is what this means. We call it this pizman as a. That's what the Gemara says. Well, you also adam bias tavnis hechel. You can't make your house like the hechel looking, or achsadra keneged ulam, or you can make a porch like the ulam. What's the ulam? The ulam is that long entranceway before you get into the kodesh. You can't do that to your house. Chatzar keneged azara. You'll make your chatzar the same size as the azara. Shulchan keneged shulchan. You can't make a shulchan in your living room. Menorah keneged menorah. Aval osahu shel chamisha v'shel shisha. But you can make it 5-branched or 6-branched. Or 8-branched, right? Shel shmona or 8-branched. But you can't make it 7-branched. Why can't you make it 7-branched? Because it was in, that was the way it looked like in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't do that. So the Papua Charifta asked an unbelievable question. Why did they have to say you can't make 5-branched? Tell me, you can't make 6, you can make 8. Well, you can't make 5, you can't make 6. Well, tell me you can't make 5. Right? Tell me, you can't make 6. You can make 5, you can make 6, you can make 8. Well, tell me you can't make 5, you can make 5. He says, I would have thought you can't make an odd number. Because if you have an odd number, it looks a little bit like the menorah. One central and then just equal on each side. If you make 6 or 8, of course I could do that. It doesn't even look like the menorah. Because it's an odd number. It's an even number. What about an odd number? It says the mission, you can make even 5. That's not a problem. Such an unbelievable vart, no?
Well, the kaftar of Ferach doesn't say that about the kaftar of Ferach.
Okay, so those are adornments that are not ma'akiv. Right? Shel shiva lo yaseh. You can't make a 7-branched menorah. Afilu shel sharmin matachos. Even if it's not gold. Which is why you'll never see such a thing.
Wait, Lachlan Shabbos can't have 7? They don't make 7 ones?
No. They don't make 7 ones.
No?
No. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Amar, Afshel Eitz Lo Yaseh. You can't even make it out of wood. Kedarek She'asu Beis Chashmonai. The Chashmonaim did that. They made it out of wood. You can't even do that. Amrulo, to Amrulo, Misham Raya. You bring me a Raya from the Chashmonaim that after Hanukkah they didn't have anything to do. The menorah was Tameh, whatever. They made a wooden one. That's a Raya. Shpudin Shel Barzel Hayu. First of all, it wasn't wood. It was just sticks of. All they had was sticks. Of iron, v'chipum bebat, they covered it with some kind of adornment, tin, heshiru, and they had more money, asum shal kesef, they upgraded, so they made silver, right, they had a campaign, they raised the money, they made it out of silver, right, did it say on the menorah, the Goldberg menorah, did it say that, was no, there a plaque, each inch of the branch they sold, right, chazur v'yishiru, Chazu v'yeshiru, they got more money, they made a better campaign, then asum shalzav, then they made it out of gold. So that's not even a raya about the Chashmonaim. It's not even true.
It was interesting that they made the wood out of cheap metal, but they were so mocked that they have the perfect oil. You know what I mean? They couldn't just take it, whatever, right?
Yep. Yeah.
There's a bar about that, I'm sure.
I'm sure. I'm sure there is.
Right? I mean, they mock, you know.
Mock it on every little thing.
Yeah, right. Except for the actual menorahs.
Right. This is the kind of daf everybody likes, the kind of daf like this, right?
Yeah, this is...
Who doesn't love a daf like this?
Yeah, it doesn't say pickle once.
Yeah, that's okay.
Amar Shmuel Mishmei Desaba. Shmuel says, Gavoa Shel Menorah, the height of the menorah, by the way, which the Torah never tells you, was Shmona Asar Tvachim. It was 18 Tvachim. Okay? How do you get 18 Tvachim? So Haraglayim... Vahaperach gimel tvachim. That means the base. If you have a picture, the base had flowers on it. So it's the raglayim, the base, the legs, and the flowers, right? Of the base, gimel tvachim. Tvachayim chalak. Then there was a tefach empty. You have a picture of it? No, they don't have a picture.
How high is it?
18 tvachim? Not high at all.
So why don't we have to go up in a ladder?
We're going to always ask that question tomorrow. Yeah. Or the next day, coming up that question. Hatvayim chalak, then there was a two tvachim of space. The chalak, the tefach shebo, he givia kafta v'ferach. Then there was one tefach of kafta v'ferach, which is a ball, a button, and a cup. Utvachayim chalak, then there was a tefach that was smooth, empty. One second. Where am I? The tefach kaftor. Then there was a tefach and a kaftor. Then shnei konim yotzim imenu. Then two branches branched out. Echad eilech vechad eilech. One here, one there. V'nim shachin. And it kept on going. V'olim connected to gevor shel menorah. And it reached the height of the central stem they call the menorah. Tefach chalak. Then you had tefach of space. Then v'tefach kaftor. Then there was another button. U'shnei konim yotzim imenu. Echad eilech vechad eilech. One going here, one going there. V'nim shachin. V'olim connected to gevor shel menorah. And it reached the height of the menorah. Tefach chalak, another tefach of space. With tefach kaftor, then there was another button. Shnei konim yotzim imenu, echad ve'elech, echad ve'elech. V'nim shachin v'ol k'neged gevoy shel menorah. And it reached the height of the menorah. Tefachayim chalak, two tefachs of space. Nishtayi risham gimel tefachim, there were three tefachim left. Shebahen, gimel gviyim, there were three gviyim, three cups. Kaftor v'ferach, a kaftor and a ferach. I have one.
Oh, you have one? Oh.
Yeah. Gviyim lomehen domin, what are the gviyim like? Kimin kosos alexandrium, like a cup, a kos from Alexandria. Kaftar lamehin domin, what were they like? Kimin tapuche hakarsium, like an apple from the karsium, meaning something round. Parachim lamehin domin, what are the parachim like? Kimin parachia tahamudin, like a para, like a design on some kind of pillar. Right? Nimtu comes out. Gevim esher mishrayim. There were 22 gevim. Kaftarim acharasar, 11 kaftarim. Parachim tisha, 9 parachim. Gevim ma'akvin zezeh. The Gvim Ma'achiv each other. Prachim Akvin Zezeh, Prachim Akvin. I'm sorry. Gvim Akvin Zezeh, Kaftarim Akvin Zezeh, Prachim Akvin Zezeh, Gvim Vekaftarim, Prachim Akvin Zezeh. It's all Ma'achiv each other. So it comes out, there are 7 Neiros in a menorah. Listen to this vort. 7 Neiros in a menorah, 11 Kaftarim, 9 Prachim. It was. The height was. 17, except for the Neiros, it was 17 Tvachim tall, because the Neiros was an extra Tefach, and it was 22 Gevim. Okay? You know how the menorah like represents Torah? The light of menorah is like the light of Torah. The first Pasuk of Bereishis has 7 words. The first Pasuk of Shemos has 11 words. The first Pasuk of Vayikra has 9 words. The first Pasuk of Bamidbar has 17 words. And the first pasuk of Devarim has 22 words. Every sefer of Chumash has a remez to the menorah. Isn't that amazing? Now, I don't know. I wrote it down over here. What did you say? It must be the Gra. Right? Amazing. Now, look at the second to last Tosfos. He says, Gevoa shel menorah yudches tvachim. 18 tvachim tall. Yesh? Omrim, some say, B'shem Rabbeinu Tam, the nafkalei l'saba misnifin she'etzel hashulchan, that the reason why the menorah was 18 tefachim tall was because it was right opposite the shulchan, and the shulchan, by the way, was also 18 tefachim tall. But the Torah said how tall it was. It was a two amos, whatever the Torah said. Lutzorech lechem apanim. Lechem apanim rested on these plates on the shulchan, which had these poles, and the poles had these connected plates, and on the plate they put the bread. Shrei gavo and yudches tefachim. And the menorah needed to be that tall to light up the shulchan. Says Tosfos, that's what Rabbeinu Tam said. V'nira, seems to me, d'lo amar Rabbeinu Tam d'ovar zemiolim. He never said such a thing. Right? D'ha snifim kineged lechem aponim. The snifim were not there to have the light, that the light of the menorah should light up them. Rather, they were there for the bread itself. Some say it was 12 tefachim tall. Rabbi Yehuda, tesvav levad shulchan am v'cheti. It was 6:15, which is 1.5 amos, and that can't be true.
The shulchan is fake news. He said.
It was fake news, exactly.
The shulchan couldn't be that tall because he needed a ladder to light the menorah.
Right, exactly. Well, you don't need a ladder. 18 tefachim is not so tall. We're gonna. The Gemara is gonna ask tomorrow why you had to go up steps to light the menorah.
Right.
We're gonna get to that. The Rambam says an interesting statement that the menorah was 18 tefachim tall because that's the height of a person, whatever that means,
yeah.
Upper half of the body of a person.
Well,
all right.
It's 6 foot, isn't it?
What?
18 tefachim is.
No, it's not.
They were short back then, anyway.
18 tefachim is not 6 feet tall.
Next week.
What? We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow from Bishloma. Everybody have a very good day.